Trading Club Update, Week 15. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $124,214 as of Thursday, April 16, up 24.2% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made the following trades this week, following our recommendations last Friday and Tuesday. Bought 200 shares of Figma, NYSE, FEG, at $18.12 per share on Monday, April 13. Bought 15 shares of Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, at $388 per share on Wednesday, April 15. Bought 3 shares of Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, at $1,880 per share on Wednesday, April 15. Bought 15 shares of Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, at $357.30 per share on Wednesday, April 15. In today's update, we briefly review the upcoming options expiration for Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, and then dive into our bullish view on software stocks. Cellebrite option expiration. The risk reversal options trade in digital forensics company Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, which included a combination of call options and cash-secured puts, will expire after the market close today. Based on CLBT's recent share price of $13, we expect the $20 call options to expire worthless, while the $420 cash secured puts will be exercised into a 400-share long position. Following this week's trades, we now own 5 software stocks in the Trading Club tracking portfolio, each with a 4% to 5% position weighting, for a total portfolio allocation of just under 25% in software. Given that we've made software a major focus, we'll spend the next couple of weeks diving into this thesis in great detail. Today, we'll analyze our recommendation of Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon. Next week, we'll focus on the other 2 recent recommendations of Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, and Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP. We'll begin by setting the stage with a big-picture bull thesis. Software registers classic capitulation signal. As a self-identified fundamental investor, I typically ignore most forms of technical analysis. The practice of looking at statistical trends from trading activity to forecast future price direction. But trading volume is one of the few technical indicators worth paying close attention to. Specifically, I watch for increases in volume that coincide with extreme price movements, which often provides a reliable signal of capitulation, or the exhaustion of an extreme price move. In commodities, these capitulatory moves tend to happen on the upside. We correctly identified the upside exhaustion in silver earlier this year, as prices soared to new highs on record trading volume in late January. On January 27, we used this indicator to make a timely sale of our prior position in the iShares Silver Trust, SLV, allowing us to exit the trade within just 2 days of the peak in silver prices. In stocks, these exhaustion moves tend to occur with volume spikes on the downside, and all signs indicate a classic capitulatory high-volume sell signal in software last Friday, as shown in the price and volume chart below of the iShares Expanded Tech Software Sector ETF, IGV. Friday was the culmination of a multi-month software rout, which began in mid-January with the unveiling of Anthropic's Claude Cowork suite of AI tools. Cowork is an agentic desktop application designed to perform a variety of tasks historically done using traditional software products. Claude initially unveiled AI tools with basic functionality like file and task management. Then, over the next several weeks, a series of new product announcements expanded the list of capabilities to include everything from financial and accounting to legal analysis. With each new functionality announcement, an entire new cohort of software stocks was taken down. And by early April, investors began dumping the entire sector en masse, showing no discernment between potential winners and losers. From mid-January through last Friday's declines, the entire sector shed over $2 trillion in market capitalization. The implication in the price action is that AI will make the entire business of traditional software obsolete. My bet is simple: the market is wrong. Of course, that's a dangerous statement. Most of the time, the market is efficient. But the one recurring pattern I've observed in 20 years of trading is that misplaced fears of technological disruption have created some of the biggest mispricing events. And when these fears take down shares of world-class businesses, it presents one of the rare contrarian opportunities to earn truly world-beating returns. Separating real disruption from headline noise, we've seen misplaced fears of disruption countless times in the technology sector. For investors, Distinguishing real threats from misplaced fears can create massive opportunities. In 2022, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, was facing several issues, including a general slowdown in digital advertising spending and rising interest rates that were pressuring technology stocks across the board. But Meta was hit particularly hard due to fears that its business was being disrupted by the rise of competing social media platform TikTok. Shares collapsed 80% to a low of $90 on a 1% decline in revenue for the year. But it turned out that the core business was fine, and the rise of TikTok did nothing to fundamentally impair Meta's social media assets, Facebook and Instagram. When overall advertising spending picked back up, Meta recovered to double-digit growth every year since. Today, the stock trades for $680, for a 650% return in 3.5 years. And for another example, this time last year, fears were running rampant that Alphabet, Google, was losing the AI race and that chatbots would disrupt its traditional search business. Far from collapsing, the segment has accelerated, as Google successfully implemented AI into its search engine. Google search revenue reached a new high of $63.1 billion in Q4 2025, representing 17% year-over-year growth. The shares are up 95% in the last year alone, a massive move for one of the largest companies in the world. Of course, there's no denying that AI will disrupt some software businesses. But it won't happen overnight, and there will be clear signs in the financial statements that separate the winners from the losers. So, what does real disruption look like? One of the classic examples in recent years was the disruption of brick-and-mortar retailers from the e-commerce giant Amazon, AMZN. Longtime retail giant Sears fell victim to the rise of cheaper, more convenient retail goods sold online. The company filed for bankruptcy in October 2018, but the signs of the looming disaster were in place for nearly a decade prior, and you only needed to follow one key metric to see it coming: revenue. The chart below shows how Sears revenue began declining in 2011 and never recovered, providing 7 years of advance notice before it was swept into the dustbin of financial history. Sears is just one of many examples. JCPenney, Kmart, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Toys R Us. The list goes on. E-commerce was a legitimate threat, and these companies faced their own struggles in failing to adapt. But they all shared one thing in common: multiple years of revenue and market share losses. And that provided a clear signal that the disruption threat was real, well in advance of their ultimate demise. So if we see evidence that any of our software holdings are losing market share or that revenue faces a steady decline, we'll know we were wrong in this thesis. But it's also instructive to consider the success stories of retailers that survived against the Amazon threat. The clearest examples of disruption-proof business models were retailers that had specific competitive advantages that Amazon couldn't replicate, like auto parts supplier AutoZone, AZO. In January 2017, The New York Post reported that Amazon was entering the $50 billion do-it-yourself auto parts market. The report revealed that the e-commerce giant had signed manufacturer contracts and was already pricing parts at a significant discount to brick-and-mortar retailers, with plans for aggressive expansion. This led to widespread fears that AutoZone would become another victim of e-commerce disruption. Investors panicked and sold shares of AutoZone en masse. With roughly 75% of sales coming from the retail do-it-yourself market targeted by Amazon, the highest exposure of any major player, AutoZone was viewed as the most vulnerable among its peers. The shares dropped from $800 to $500 over the next year. But it turned out, AutoZone offered something Amazon's e-commerce model couldn't disrupt: a physical store presence. Specifically, it offered its DIY customers the ability to consult with store representatives to find the exact right part for the job. And that made all the difference. AutoZone's revenue and earnings trajectory was uninterrupted from Amazon's entrance into the sector, and the shares now trade at $3,500, representing a gain of 600% from the depths of the disruption fear lows. We believe a similar opportunity is at hand in a certain class of software stocks that operate in a realm that today's AI tools can't penetrate: physical hardware. One example in our current portfolio is Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, which sells digital evidence extraction devices that must be physically connected to a seized phone. This creates a moat that software-only competitors can't replicate, as Cellebrite software operates through proprietary chip-level, protocol-level access on physical devices. It also ties customers into a recurring ecosystem of hardware and software licenses. And now, we've identified a similar opportunity in another company that operates at the interface of hardware and software, creating an enduring physical moat that AI cannot easily cross. Axon Enterprise. Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, is the provider of the number one less lethal police weapon, the Taser, a stun gun device that uses an electrical shock to disable individuals without any lasting harm inflicted. Axon owns a 90% market share in this class of energy weapons, which are primarily sold to law enforcement. It's also the leader in police body cameras and in-car cameras, with an 85% market share. Both of these hardware products are deployed across tens of thousands of law enforcement agencies worldwide. These hardware products make up the low-margin part of the business, but they provide a lock-in effect for Axon's real cash flow juggernaut, the software that comes with these hardware sales. Tasers and police cameras generate a torrent of proprietary data, including video footage, metadata, location, and use of force events. This data flows exclusively into Axon's cloud platform, evidence.com. Law enforcement agencies upload footage, metadata, and device logs to this cloud system, where it's stored, organized, and made accessible for case management, court proceedings, and public records requests. Here's the key. This data doesn't exist anywhere else. No AI competitor, no matter how sophisticated or well-funded, can replicate that dataset without first winning the hardware contract. When a police department buys tasers, body cams, or dashboard camera hardware from Axon, they aren't just buying the devices. They're implicitly committing to the software ecosystem that manages, stores, and processes all of the data those devices produce. The evidence management workflow, the redaction tools, the digital chain of custody, all of it is built around Axon's proprietary data formats and infrastructure. Switching away from evidence.com would mean either losing access to years of stored evidence or undertaking a massively complex migration that most agencies simply won't risk. Law enforcement evidence isn't like a corporate CRM database. It is subject to discovery requirements, chain of custody laws, and evidentiary standards. If footage stored in Axon's system must be produced in court 5 years from now, the agency needs to know exactly where it is and that it hasn't been tampered with. That legal exposure alone makes ripping out the platform almost unthinkable, regardless of what AI alternatives emerge. Because Axon owns an enormous source of proprietary data, it is in a strong position to train AI models that are specifically calibrated for police work. This includes things like automated redaction, real-time transcription, and incident summarization. An AI startup building generic video analysis tools can't match a model trained on millions of hours of actual body camera footage. Axon's Draft One product, which auto-generates police incident reports from body camera footage, is a direct example of this. It's an AI feature that only works well because of the proprietary data the hardware generates. What this all adds up to is a monopoly-like business, with a steady stream of high-margin recurring software revenue. With a captive customer base that's locked into Axon's ecosystem, the company can continuously introduce new products and features for upselling opportunities. We see this in the fact that the business consistently generates world-class retention rates of 120% to 125%, meaning its customers spend an average of 20% to 25% more on its products each year. That's how the business has consistently compounded revenue growth at 20% to 30% per year. And this trend shows no signs of stopping, with the business on track to increase revenue by 29% in each of the next 2 years. The shares typically trade at a premium valuation, reflecting its status as a high-margin perennial compounder, with a rapid and predictable growth trajectory. The business should generate $3.6 billion in sales this year at an 18% profit margin, earning $655 in net income, or $7.81 per share. Trading at around $400, Axon's forward valuation, based on 2026 expected earnings, is just over 50x. That might seem expensive, but after only a few years of growth, the valuation quickly becomes a lot more attractive. Based on 2027's expected EPS of $10.52, Axon trades at 38x 2027 earnings estimates and at 29x the 2028 estimated $14 in EPS. For a business with this kind of consistent EPS growth, investors rarely have the chance to buy the shares at an optically cheap valuation. Axon is no different, trading at an average 12-month forward valuation of 70x over the last decade. But after a recent 50% share price correction, it now trades near its cheapest level in years. We believe Axon is one of the highest quality companies in the world, and we're willing to pay up for it. Historically, buying at similar valuation levels has led to market-crushing returns over any long-term time horizon, say 3 years or longer. With a monopoly-like position that combines hardware and proprietary data feeding into its software platform, it should remain immune from the threat of AI. If this holds true, and the business continues performing in line with its historic growth rates, we expect to earn long-term returns exceeding 20% annualized from here. In next week's issue, we'll analyze the other two recent additions into the portfolio, including Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, and Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP. Stay tuned. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on April 16th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 puts, the position size equals 4 by 100 x $20 equals $8,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. As a reminder, we don't currently recommend placing the Cellebrite put trade if you don't already have a position. Instead, we recommend gaining the equivalent exposure by simply purchasing 400 shares. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here. The July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on Thursday, December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FFE can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.